Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and at LifePoint. We started a new series this week called Tightrope on the Old Testament book of Esther, and the book is all about seeing the balance between God's sovereignty and my security. In chapter 1, we are introduced to King Xerxes. Xerxes is the most powerful man in the known world, and it is estimated that at the peak of his rule, he ruled over 3 million square miles of kingdom. And he decides to throw a party for his military, his ministers, his generals, and kind of anybody who is anybody in the kingdom, the upper echelon in leadership of his kingdom, if you will. And it's been estimated that this party was about 15,000 people in size. And listen to this. He throws a six-month party. 6 months. Can you imagine asking off work for a six-month party? The Bible says that he threw this party in order to show the great wealth of his kingdom, the great power that he had, and the great beauty that he was married to. And it's crazy to me because these three things are on the forefront of our culture. These three values are on the forefront of our culture. And Xerxes lived over 2,500 years ago. He lived in 500 BC. And yet, not much has really changed fundamentally, has it? I mean, the ideal man in our culture is still someone who is wealthy, powerful, and able to attract the most beautiful woman in the room. Our culture values how much a man can make, how much a man can control, and how beautiful his significant other is. Not to mention that now the values that our culture are saying the same thing about a woman. How much can she make? How much can she control? And how beautiful is she? And how much attractive she actually is. And yet the Bible shows us that this kind of living, of giving ourselves to wealth, power, and beauty is absolutely destructive. In fact, even after Xerxes was able to acquire all of these things, he still wanted more. Not only do they not satisfy, but they leave a wake of disaster and destruction when we give our lives to it and when we build our culture around these things. All the wrongs that can come from the pursuit of wealth, power, and beauty, just look through the history of time from Xerxes to now, the last 2,500 years, and you see the destruction that a life pursued for these three values causes. The apex of chapter 1 of Esther is when King Xerxes, in the last week of his six-month party, calls for his queen, Vashti, to come and show her beauty to the kingdom. Now, it's said in the last week of the feast that the king opened up the party, not just to the upper echelon of his kingdom, but to the whole kingdom itself. And so he basically calls Vashti to come and show her beauty off to the whole kingdom. And she refuses. She was throwing a party inside the palace for the women of the kingdom, and she does not want to parade herself out in front of the men of the entire kingdom who could make it for this last week of this party. She doesn't want to do it. Not that you can blame her. And he seeks to have her removed because of this. And as a man, I had no idea how much these ideals, gosh, have impacted me in our culture. And as a person who's married to a woman who has a daughter, I have not realized how much these values have earned impacting the women in my life. I have a sister. I've obviously have a mother. Wealth, power, and beauty as values in our world have been absolutely devastating. So let's think about a couple of them. We have a few minutes left to look at a couple of these. First, power. And I had no idea how big a value that power was, namely through violence in our culture today. But I was sitting down to watch a new animated movie with my kids and noticed how the hero finally got what she wanted only through violence and power. Not only that, I started to think through all the superhero movies of the last 20 years, which there's been a truckload, by the way, right? Just a explosion of superhero movies, and realized that violence is the way that our heroes solve the world's problems. Power is the solution for everything that's wrong with the world according to all the heroes in our culture. But Jesus is different, right? He's a different kind of king. He's not a king like Xerxes, and he's not a hero like our traditional heroes. No, he's a king who doesn't use violence to get what he wants, but submits himself to violence. He's willing to be violated himself and ultimately killed. He doesn't use power, he gives up power. He doesn't assert himself, he humbles himself. He doesn't seek position, he gives up position. He doesn't look to take life, he looks to give life. But why isn't he ever held up as the value and as the model for manhood and for maturity in our culture? Why isn't he held up as a hero for our culture? It's definitely not natural, is it, right? It appears as weakness. But as we see in the life of Jesus, it's not weakness. It's the most life-giving way to live our lives. And Jesus does the most life-giving thing that's ever been done. And then secondly, beauty. We talked about wealth, power, and beauty. Beauty, though, is not a value that, not only a value that men have in our culture, but it's a standard that women are held to, isn't it? Every man is told to have the best-looking woman that they can find. And every woman is pressured into being a certain size and body type in order to be treasured and loved. Men in our culture have taken advantage of women and exploited their beauty without restraint, just like Xerxes tries to do with Vashti. Either physically or digitally, every man has access to whatever kind of woman he wants. But Jesus is different. He's a different kind of king. He doesn't see women as objects to be used, but as people to be loved. He sees women as valuable, not as valuables. He sees women as made in God's image, not as images to be made for our use. Do you see? He's a different kind of king. And we're presented with this idea of manhood and womanhood all the time in our culture. The spirit of Xerxes is alive and well in our world today, but Jesus offers us another way, a better way, a redemptive way. The question is, which way are we going to live? The way of Jesus or the way of Xerxes? Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the Drivecast today. We hope that you'll come back later in the week for additional episodes. Father, thank you that you see the world differently and you teach us a better way than the spirit of Xerxes. Jesus, you lived your life differently. You showed us different values than the world has. And so, God, we pray that you would break the spirit of Xerxes in our lives and in ways that we as men and women have adopted the spirit of Xerxes. And God, that you would break the spirit of Xerxes, not only in our hearts, but in our world. God, that we would not value power and wealth and beauty above everything else so that the destruction is just vast. God, but you would redeem our world, show us the way of Jesus. And now you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord what he would have you to do with this today.